We all know that we don't get to choose the families we're born into. We also do not get to choose God's family. It's our responsibility to accept those God has placed us among. You're listening to Longitude Special Edition. We've been going through a series, this is part three now, in a series of the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ as he was dying on the cross. Now, you might ask, why go through this and what does it have to do with prophecy? Let me remind you that there are more prophecies in the Bible dealing with the life and the death and the suffering of Jesus Christ than any other topic on prophecy in the Bible. So looking at what Christ said as his last seven statements on the cross at the time of his death does deal with prophecy and is very important to us. It's time for number three. In John chapter 19 and verses 26 to 27, let's actually begin reading in verse 25, we find this. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. The disciple, of course, was John. And, of course, John took the responsibility for Mary for the rest of her life and did as Christ had asked him to do. Christ looked down from his position as he was dying, and he saw his followers as a family. And that illustration gives us responsibility to care one for another. As we put on Christ, our spiritual identity must move beyond our physical roots and where we've been. And now we have to understand where we are headed. There truly is a spiritual genetic happening taking place, and it bonds us together as one family when Christ places us within the body of Jesus Christ, the spiritual organism, which is the church of God. The Apostle Paul understood this, and he wrote about it in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, beginning in verse 26. Here's what Paul wrote. He said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus, and if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Paul understood that becoming a part of the body of Christ puts us into a spiritual family, and it completely revolutionizes and changes our perspective on family. Now, there's another saying, that blood is thicker than water. And it's true in our relationships and our of kin and family, brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and grandparents and uncles and aunts. We have some very, very strong ties. The people who raise us, who nurture us, who take care of us and give us our start in life, make a profound difference in our lives. And those are not to be neglected. Those are important. In fact, one of the commandments obviously puts us to honor our father and mother and to honor that family relationship. But there's also a very important relationship to honor when God puts us into the spiritual family, and that is the additional brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, mothers and fathers that we receive when we become a part of the body of Christ. In fact, Christ made a statement in the gospel accounts in Matthew chapter 19, verses 27 to 29, and I'll paraphrase. He said that we would gain family, and he was speaking of the additional followers and spiritual brothers we would have as we become part of the body of Jesus Christ. There it does involve an element of forsaking, in one sense, even our physical family to a degree as we follow Christ, as we follow the way of the kingdom of God. Not that we deliberately neglect the responsibilities and the duties that we have, but once we take up that responsibility, once we take up the cross, we are going to be poised on a different path, and that will alter some of the most profound relationships that we have in the physical realm. And God places us in that family and in those responsibilities. And even people who don't have good families and who don't come from powerful, strong physical families, who through abuse or neglect or abandonment just did not and do not have that bond of family, they are placed within different families when they begin to follow God and begin to obey Christ's teachings. Christ was true to his own words, because there is a Psalm, number 68, verses 5 and 6, that speak to that. God is the, as he says here, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows is God in his holy habitation. God sets the solitary in families. And that's true. And that's a promise. And Christ himself was true to his own words in that. You know, our job is not to choose God's family. God chooses us. God chooses all the others that make up that family as well. Our responsibility is to accept them as God places them into our lives. The message of Christ from the cross reminds us that it's not our job to choose God's family, but to accept those that God places in our lives. And we are to move beyond our past and move forward in a spiritual unity, taking care of the practical needs along the way, but keeping our eyes focused there. When Christ said, "Behold your son," to Mary, and to recognize that her duty and her allegiance and her care now was transferred to John, he was teaching us a very profound lesson as he focused on that thought from the cross, not just taking care of his mother, but also pointing out the very fact to all of his disciples that would come, that we are a spiritual family bound together as one in the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.